GXs.
Hey, it's Marilyn, grandmother of five, aged from 27 years down to the youngest 8 months old.
My name is Lisa, and welcome to the Miscellany Podcast, where I share interesting but true experiences. This story is about being a grandparent. Unlike in the past, these days, in a world where you may not live close to your grandkids, there are opportunities that can let you bond with them from a different continent. Here's Marilyn to tell us more.
Grandparenting is changing. Now more than ever, grandparents parent their grandchildren. As parents see the need for two incomes, grandparents are called on to look after babies, take and pick up children from daycare, kindy and school. They are repeating the parenting role. I can't remember grandparents even turning up on visiting days, let alone being present daily at my school. At the other extreme are grandparents who don't see their grandchildren for years, and then briefly for a few weeks. I think everyone knows of couples who have moved interstate or overseas, leaving doting grandparents behind. We were very hands-on with our first grandchild. We really loved being a part of his life, helping his mum, just being a part of the daily struggles. But with two of my grandchildren living in Lismore and another two living in Singapore, we've become long-distance grandparents. Well, fortunately, these days there is a thing called Skype. My husband and I have become Skype grandparents. We have a 5-year-old grandson and an 8-month-old granddaughter who live in Lismore, New South Wales. The 8-month-old basically ignores us while we tell her how lovely she is and gaze in adoration. She is super cute. The 5-year-old goes bananas as soon as we are on screen. He makes silly noises, jumps around, gets told off by his mum, who assures us he's not usually like this. He's not either. Sometimes we get vision first and he's sitting placidly at the table, quite normal. When he was 3, I got the idea that if I had a book to read him, he would sit quietly and calm down. It was a good trick. It worked for a while. I know of a grandparent living in South Australia who regularly reads to her 2 small granddaughters while their mother has a shower. They live in the UK. She's not sure how long they will continue to stay in front of the computer while she reads from a book, but currently it's working and is better than sitting them in front of the TV, I guess. Eamon, our grandson, shows us how all his Transformers work, his latest books and other toys. The last time we Skyped, he had found a new passion, Pokemon cards. He showed us his entire collection of 67 cards, one by one. He had earned a certificate from school for fantastic counting. We duly admired it and praised him up. Then his dad suggested Eamon demonstrate how he can count backwards from 100. So we listened while he did that. It took a while. We were exhausted, but counting backwards from 100 after half a term at school is pretty good. Another time I wore a Woody mask from the Toy Story film. Eamon didn't appreciate it as much as I thought he would. After initially laughing, he kept saying he wanted to talk to Grandma and not talk to Woody. So I slid the Woody mask off, at which point he turned to his dad and said, "Dad, Woody just dissolved into Grandma," which was pretty funny. Once when he was younger, we started to sing Twinkle Star, expecting him to join in. However, he listened quietly and clapped us when we finished. Another time, Eamon noticed that a favourite program was on and he wandered off to watch it. When his dad said, "But Grandma and Grandpa are on Skype," he answered, "Oh, they can go now." They did make him come back and say goodbye properly. We have Skype etiquette. So we had some uninterrupted time with our daughter. The sad thing about Skyping is that you can't actually hug your grandkids. The good thing is that all the mess stays at their house. My other daughter lives in Singapore and has 2 teenage children. This is a different kettle of fish. The boy can be pretty monosyllabic, but at different times we have talked for ages. Our granddaughter is a sweetie who chats on and then asks if we'd like to talk to Mum. Obviously, they don't portray the same excitement that Eamon does, but you can't really expect teenagers to be jumping up and down and going bananas when they see their grandparents. All in all, we enjoy our time Skyping with the grandchildren. There's never a time when we say no, we can't do it.
The Miscellany is hosted by the Gawler Broadcasting Association. Thank you to the GBA team for weaving their magic so you can hear this. Music is Daydream Heartbeat by Poddington Bear. Please subscribe for future episodes, like the Miscellany podcast on Facebook, and video message your loved one, you know, just because.